you lose the tough one against Cass and Wanamingo, or Kenyon Wanamingo, sorry. You know, it was a hard-fought game. I mean, you guys played great till the end. You know, afterwards, you talked about how you guys were in it. You were close. Now a week removed, you know, are there any different thoughts that you have about the game?
No, I don't think so. You know, obviously the weather is what it is. It was the same for both teams, but probably, you know, advantage Kenyon Wanamingo just with being power run 3 yards in a cloud of dust or a puddle of water. You know, we felt going in, you know, we needed to throw the ball maybe 30 times with Samson back there, try to take advantage of their secondary and our playmakers on the outside as well. So, you know, I think that put us in the hole just a little bit. You know, Kenyon was able to move the ball. It felt like, you know, even though Creighton, I thought, punted well, you know, they'd get a couple first downs, we'd be right back in our own end again or trying to keep them out of the end zone. So I thought our kids responded to the adversity of the weather and their style of play, you know, really well. Even the play they scored on, you know, we got a shot at them in the hole. We slipped and can make a dive at a tackle, and their kid makes a good play and runs them for the touchdown. So, you know, besides the weather, it'd be fun to, you know, play them on a nice night rather than in, you know, that soaked field, a little bit of rain coming down. But I thought our kids played hard. I thought they fought till the end. You know, we just got to be more disciplined, and we got to grow up and be able to, you know, move the ball on the ground like a Kenyon Wanamingo or a Goodhue or a Fillmore Central. You know, the teams that are left, you're battling, you know, they can hurt you in multiple ways.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any conversations with the squad, you know, afterwards? I know you, of course, talked to them after the game on Tuesday night and in the bus ride home, but have you been able to, you know, rally them up and sort of have a conversation about the season and maybe like a little bit of a recap?
Absolutely. You know, they're wondering when we get back, if the weight room's going to be open, you know, on Wednesday. And there's a nice group of kids in there on Wednesday, and it's kind of been growing since. So, you know, they're not satisfied with how the year went, which I think is good. You know, you and I talked a lot. I thought we grew up a lot, you know, with our young kids, and our older kids are, you know, that junior class now is going to have to step in and be in that leadership role. And they're showing up and doing what they need to do to lead those younger kids. We just got to get better. And I told them I wasn't going to sugarcoat it, but, you know, we put them, some of those kids, in some situations they weren't ready for. You know, the kids that had played before played well, but they got to get better too. So from top to bottom, even including us as coaches, we got to be better. So, you know, we'll get that done, whether that's lifting in the off season here into winter sports and ready to go in the summer, just to get better every single day. You know, I think 2013 was the last time we didn't win a playoff game. And that's not a streak that we'd like to continue.
You know, it's easy for you and I, Devin, to sort of talk about the improvement and see the growth and understand the sort of realistic expectations you had with such a young team. But for these kids, you know, they just lose the game and that's that. And how have you been able to sort of convince them and show them the growth throughout the season? And, you know, with seniors, it's different. You know, that's a whole different story. But with the players returning, you know, how have you been able to convince them that they did get better throughout the season? And yes, you lose that playoff game for the first time since 2013, all this negative stuff, but there are still a lot of positives to take away.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you just turn on the first game to the last game, and they can see it. And, you know, we talked a lot after the game in the weight room about maturity. We have to mature. And part of that maturity is being able to see not only that you're getting better, but also be able to see the things that we have a lot of room to grow on. So that's part of the maturity that I want them to be able to do and take a hold of as a team, as players leading this. You know, the other part is just those guys getting together. You know, I can have practices in the summer and the coaches will be there and we'll be helping them. But at the same time, those kids are going to have to take that initiative and throw the ball on their own or block on their own, watch tape on their own. You know, some of the best teams we've had, just, you know, we got basically coaches out there on the field, and they'll get there. But some of that stuff just can't be spoon-fed to them all the time. We'll teach them. Now it's up to you to put that to the ground and let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's make these decisions. So I think just overall maturity of the whole team, you know, football IQ, it's, you know, it's stacked in there as well. But, you know, we got hungry kids. Also the maturity we've talked about, that there is a certain expectation for Ashford Peterson football. Mm-hmm. And we haven't not won a playoff game since 2013, but that's not necessarily a negative thing. It's okay to have expectations. It's okay for the community and the coaches and you guys to have expectations, but you have to understand the work that it's going to take to get there. Mm-hmm. Especially in, you know, as good a football as played in southeastern Minnesota, you can't think that, you know, you're going to show up the last 2 weeks of summer, you know, put a little bit of effort in, and somehow we're going to go undefeated and win the section. That's just not how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. So a lot of different aspects of maturity, I guess, in a long, short answer.
We talk a lot about the players, but, you know, what are you as and the rest of the coaches, you know, sort of planning on this off season? And, you know, I'm not sort of getting at any sort of dramatic changes or anything like that, but, you know, what are your expectations for the off season for you yourself, for the staff, and, you know, a little bit of the players? You know, what do you expect of them? You of course touched on that in the last question, but mostly about the staff and yourself.
Yeah, you know, leading up to this year, we're a lot of inside outside zone kind of team. You know, we had two backs in the backfield most of the year, you know, kind of a marriage of some power and wing T type concepts. So we just need to refine what we're going to do there. It seemed like this year offensively, and I'll take the credit for this, is instead of adjusting what we were doing, we just think of a new play so we could basically adjust to what the defense was doing. So some of that maturity that we're expecting from the kids, I as a coach have to teach them, hey, we're not going to have two plays anymore. This is what we're trying to take advantage of. So we need to make a call on the line. This is how we're going to block it. Now it's one play. We're just able to adjust. So those little adjustments, being able to have tape now of everything, be able to show the kids in the off season or the summer, hey, you know, we had Buck and Belly last year, but it's really the same play. We're just blocking it differently. That's some things that we need to do on the run. I think that's really important, especially offensive line wise. And then defensively is just, you know, further explaining coverages, whether it's the secondary and the linebackers, how do those gap responsibilities fit with the defensive line and the linebackers? You know, we had the three seniors up on the defensive line, so we're going to have to fill those three spots. We had, you know, a fair amount of kids that played in there this year, but do they understand it 100%? Where I've done a good job coaching them and teaching them the ins and outs of what's going on. No. So just kind of not simplify, but simplify so that we can dig deeper into actually what we're doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. Last question for you, Coach. No more football, so you got, what, 9 months, I think it'll be, until the season starts, maybe 8 months. Any big plans for the off season?
No, I mean, we're just, I get the coaches, they got to give me 10 things that they think we need to work on, so I'm sifted through that a little bit this weekend and just start getting ready for summer and team camp in Winona. So we're trying to get the wheels moving, so when school ends here, that'll happen before you know it, unfortunately. Ready to get going in the summer and get going. You know, the really positive thing we have is, you know, we didn't have the season that we wanted, you know, wins and loss and playoff wins and you name it, but our kids are hungry and their parents do a good job of supporting them and keeping them hungry. So it, you know, you think you'd have to drag kids back in the weight room, you know, give them a couple weeks off and drag them back in there. That's not the case. They want to win. They feel like somehow, some way they've let me down or the the community down or whatever. So great young men, want to get to work and want to get this thing back on the right track.